This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 29th August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As we start the day, Israel is experiencing clear skies with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, the breeze is gentle, making for a pleasant morning outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just in, 37 people have died in Ukraine following a Russian attack that ignited a fire at a warehouse near Kyiv. President Zelensky has announced a criminal negligence investigation, citing that ammunition must not be stored near homes. Two young girls were among those killed during a third consecutive night of conflict. Also from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, an Israeli blacksmith is transforming trauma into art. Using Qassam rockets, Grad missiles, and Iranian ballistic missiles, he forges his creations, calling his workshop a playground. Also this hour, according to Walla, Israel and Turkey have had a complex relationship over the last 75 years. From incidents in Jerusalem in 1949 to clandestine meetings at sea and security deals, the partnership has seen many ups and downs, including the Mavi Marmara incident and subsequent apologies. Separately, I-24 News reports that Israeli rioters have barricaded themselves inside a Palestinian home in a West Bank village. And finally, Australian Jewish News shares a heartwarming story from earlier today. Former hostage Emily Damari has married her partner Danny Amit in Tel Aviv, surrounded by family, friends, and fellow survivors. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives, has publicly condemned Hassan Piker for anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli political figure, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This move follows the Dutch government's recent actions against Israel, including a trade ban on products from certain territories. Belaz News reports that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats following a new Dutch law that bans trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. The diplomats have been given 1 week to leave. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Ukraine, the Times of Israel reports that the recent Russian attack marks an escalation in the ongoing conflict. President Zelensky's decision to investigate the storage of ammunition near civilian areas highlights the ongoing dangers faced by residents. This development raises urgent questions about safety and logistics in conflict zones. Turning to the Israeli blacksmith from the Jerusalem Post, his unique approach to art offers a way to process trauma by transforming objects of destruction into symbols of resilience. These artworks have attracted attention for their powerful message of hope and creativity amidst conflict. Meanwhile, Walla's coverage of Israel-Turkey relations sheds light on a historically volatile partnership. Despite the challenges, both countries have maintained diplomatic ties, underscoring the strategic importance of their relationship in the region. As regional dynamics shift, their interactions will be closely watched. Regarding the West Bank incident, I-24 News reports that tensions remain high as Israeli and Palestinian communities continue to clash. The situation underscores the fragile security environment in the area and the need for dialogue to prevent further violence. Lastly, the Australian Jewish News highlights a story of resilience and love. Emily Damari's wedding not only marks a personal milestone, but also serves as a testament to the strength of community and survival after traumatic experiences. Turning to business and markets. First, UNET Business reports that Lower Saxony plans to invest 200 million euros in a facility in Osnabrück to produce Iron Dome components, bypassing Qatar's involvement with Volkswagen. This move is expected to strengthen Germany's defense capabilities. Separately, CTEC notes that Meta has reached a significant settlement in the U.S., highlighting its ability to navigate complex legal challenges successfully. This outcome could influence future regulatory actions against tech giants. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Meta has agreed to a $17 billion settlement concerning child addiction claims on its platforms. This landmark agreement involves 47 U.S. states and underscores the growing scrutiny on tech companies over user safety. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.